Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants s and sh distinctly and correctly. Learning to hear and say the difference between s as in Sue and sh as in shoe will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker's. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce and distinguish between these sounds. More specifically, if your first language is Japanese, Korean, Chinese, or Vietnamese, you may be confusing these two sounds. But it's important for everybody to learn the distinction between these two sounds. No matter what your first language is, you may be confusing these sounds. Even Americans sometimes confuse these sounds, and it's considered rather uneducated sounding. In podcasts number 41 and 45, we learned how to pronounce s and sh correctly and in full detail. I recommend that you listen to those podcasts before listening to this one if you haven't already. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between s and sh like a native speaker. We're also going to practice the difference between these two sounds in special training exercises. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound s, as in Sue or see. In order to pronounce the sound s, you want to point the tip of your tongue forward to the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Point the tip of your tongue forward, but do not touch the ridge. The sides of the tongue should gently touch the side teeth. Create a small hole for the air to flow through. Exhale and feel the air flow over the center of your tongue. Your lips should be somewhat spread. Please listen and repeat. Now we're going to begin to learn the difference between s and sh. S and sh are both voiceless consonants. This means that we do not use our vocal folds, our voice, when producing the sounds. The sound is created by how the airflow is manipulated by our tongue. The difference between s and sh is created by how we position the tip of our tongue for each sound. When we produce s, our tongue tip must be more forward than when we produce sh. When we produce sh, our tongue tip curls back. The sides of the tongue are in the same position for both s and sh. Another difference is the level of tension. The level of tension in our tongue is higher for s than it is for sh. Finally, there's a difference in our lip position. For s, our lips are spread, but for sh, our lips are protruded, pushed outward, almost turned outward. The main difference between these consonants is that for s, we push our tongue tip more forward, and for sh, we curl the tongue tip back, creating a larger hole for the air to pass through. That's why s has a higher pitched sound than sh. The smaller the hole, the higher the pitch. Think of a balloon. Remember playing with balloons as children, and we used to let the air escape from a small hole in the balloon, and how the tighter you squeezed the balloon, the higher the pitch of the hissing sound. Well, the same principle holds true for making the sound s. When we push our tongue tip forward, the pitch gets higher. When we pull our tongue tip back slightly, the air passage gets larger, lowering the pitch and creating the sound sh. In this next exercise, we're going to hear and feel the difference between s and sh. We're going to alternate between s and sh. Pay careful attention to the form of your tongue tip. Think forward s, back sh, forward s, back sh. Please listen and repeat. S, sh, s, sh. Now let's try the same exercise, alternating between s and sh, except without interruption. Go directly from s to sh and back again. Please listen and repeat. Now that we've learned how to distinguish between s and sh correctly, let's work on further developing a clear distinction between these sounds. We're going to do a special training exercise to help you develop a clear distinction between s and sh. You're going to hear a pair of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first contains the consonant s, and the second contains the consonant sh. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in tongue tip position. Sip. Ship. See. She. Sue. Shoe. Classes. Clashes. Sock. Shock. Lease. Leash. Mastering the distinction between s and sh is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely different and distinct. Learning these sounds is one more important step towards speaking English with a standard American accent. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.